The start of the new year in Turkey? Not so much fun. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A terror attack, this time in Istanbul. We'll give you the details and some action points that you can take coming up. And then Orthodox Christmas is just ahead in Russia, and a ministry is helping to celebrate. We're here to share how you can put your faith into action. First off, while the world hailed the start of the new year, a gunman entered a nightclub in Istanbul, Turkey, and started shooting. 39 people died as a result, many of them tourists from 14 countries. ISIS has claimed responsibility for that attack, and this somber starting note of 2017 doesn't actually bode well for stability in this East meets West nation. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes says while they monitor Christian persecution, they see overlaps between what ISIS sees as Western and as Christian.
Oftentimes, ISIS or other extremist groups lump Christianity in with anything Western. Turkey sees an uptick in attacks just on anything Western, whether it's a nightclub or Christian groups or whatever it might be, because it basically stands for everything ISIS is against.
Open Doors will have some action points for you when they release their 2017 World Watch List on Wednesday, January 11th. It's a list noting the top 50 countries where Christians are persecuted.
We'll have new information on countries like Turkey, so people can reach out to their congressmen, to their senators. Even the president will have a petition available when we launch this World Watch List as well, with opportunities to speak to our leaders about protecting Christians and then others who are being targeted by ISIS as well.
And Haiti is stuck in a vicious cycle: disaster, donation, dependency. Long after a new tragedy passes, people are still dependent on foreign aid indefinitely. That's largely because over the years, little has been invested in the development and sustainability of Haiti. Joseph Richter of Farms International says,
"This is a very sad thing for the people of Haiti, and it's very damaging to their self-worth, their dignity. But it's an easy thing to fall into that trap."
Farms Microloan Program is not only helping families get back on their feet and pursue a sustainable future, it's also letting them give back.
We have seen that over and over again in the Farms Program, where people have given generously to their churches, the income has gone up, outreach has increased, things that they need for the church have been able to be purchased locally.
The point is, thoughtful giving can bring vitality back to a country like Haiti.
Even though Haiti sometimes looks hopeless, it isn't. And so there are things that people can do to improve their situation when given a chance. And that's what Farms is all about.
And I don't know about you, but the Christmas tree is down and the celebrations are over. But that's not true for the Russian Orthodox Church, which celebrates Christmas this weekend. It's been a rough year in Russia, and when hope is offered, it draws people to its warmth. Wally Kulikov of Mission Eurasia says it's the perfect time to reach out.
We have a program called Gifts of Hope, which is a box filled with gifts for children, and included with that, depending on the area or depending on the need, is either a Bible, a New Testament, or a pictorial scripture.
Schools Without Walls gets a list of people in need and then gifts these families with music and an invitation to church.
Many times the church experiences a new influx of people who have not come to church, but because the church has expressed love and concern to the local community, they come to church and then they hear the gospel message.
It's not too late. You can get a jump start for Christmas 2017. Gift of Hope boxes are just $25. Or you can pray.
Pray for people to accept the gospel message, even those whose hearts are hard. And then they can also pray for the churches to be bold. To be bold in going out to places and areas where they have not gone.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you, and we're all about providing tools for our faith walk. So this month, Slavic Gospel Association is offering a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. And although it was written to address discipling needs of Slavic women, the biblical truths stand for us all. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.